Welcome to our lesson on Mono, Low, and Discipline for Jungle. I'm excited to guide you through some essential techniques to create a punchy and impactful low end in your drum and bass productions. By the end of this lesson, you'll have the knowledge needed to ensure your bass frequencies are solid in mono, making your mixes sound clearer on any system. Let's dive right in. First, we need to set up your project in Ableton Live. Open the software and create a new project. Set your tempo to 170 BPM, which is the signature speed for Jungle. Next, create MIDI tracks for your kick and bass, labeling them clearly. Organization is key to a smooth workflow. Now let's get started on designing your kick drum. Load a drum rack onto your kick track and choose a punchy kick sample. You can find great samples in your library or use a dedicated sample pack. It's a good idea to use the simpler device to load your kick sample and adjust the beginning point to eliminate any clicky sounds. Remember, we want a solid hit that pulls everything together. In the mixer, pan your kick straight to the center. This is where it needs to be to make a real impact. Moving on to the bass line on your bass track, use the operator device or a unique bass instrument. Create a simple 4-bar MIDI clip and start experimenting with notes around your root note. Let's say D. Begin with a low sustain note, layering in a few higher consecutive notes to add movement. When setting your synth, opt for sine or saw wave and apply a low-pass filter to cut out those pesky higher frequencies. Aim for a cutoff frequency around 150 Hz, adjusting the resonance to taste. This will help keep that rolling bass nice and clean. Now let's put those tracks in mono. Add a utility device to your bass track, and make sure you activate the mono button. This is crucial for summing the low frequencies to mono, preventing phase issues that can muddy your mix. Using an EQ8, roll off frequencies below 30 Hz to keep it tight. Just a gentle slope here will do the trick. Ensure both your kick and bass compete in the same frequency range, generally around 60 Hz to 150 Hz. Next, let's focus on mixing and panning. Adjust the volume levels until you find a perfect balance between your kick and bass. Your kick should be hitting hard and clear in mono, but don't be afraid to introduce other elements like hi-hats and snares in the stereo field to add texture. Keep your bass elements centered, though that's where the focus needs to be. Now it's time to add some effects. Consider applying a saturator and a compressor on your bass track for added warmth and tension. Use the soft clip mode on your saturator to avoid harshness, and set your compressor to a low ratio of around 2:1 to provide a gentle glue between your elements. Let's discuss some common mistakes. One frequent pitfall is not checking your mix in mono. This can lead to phase cancellation, leaving your low end weak. Over-EQing can create muddiness. Aim for gentle cuts, and don't forget to regularly test the relationship between your kick and bass during your mixing process. Constantly double-check how they work together. For those of you looking to create darker or heavier tracks, I have a few pro tips. You can experiment with distortion on your bass for added aggressiveness. Try out the overdrive effect. Layering is also an effective strategy. Combine a sub bass with a distorted top layer for depth. And don't shy away from using reverb on elements above 200 Hz to maintain clarity. Now, it's practice time. Create a new MIDI sequence and write a simple 8-bar loop incorporating your kick, snares, and a rolling bass line. Apply everything we've covered. Make sure your bass is in mono. Adjust your EQ settings and balance those levels. After you export your loop, check how it sounds on different audio systems to gauge its translation. Congratulations on reaching the end of this lesson. You've successfully learned how to manage the mono low end in your jungle and drum and bass productions. Remember that a solid low end foundation, combined with proper techniques like using the utility device and EQ, will elevate your tracks immensely. So now, go out there and create some bass-heavy bangers. Happy producing!